And we're almost 1 week on from publication of the Mother and Baby Homes report, and the fallout is continuing. The Catholic Primate of All Ireland, Archbishop Eamon Martin, told RT Radio's This Week programme that religious orders may be willing to discuss the possibility of providing compensation to survivors. But despite accepting that some of the conditions in these institutions were harrowing, he has been criticised for his comment, saying religious orders should not be scapegoated for what happened.
I think that that's something that the minister and whatever scheme is put in place for redress will be able to establish. But could I just say one thing? I would be disappointed if, you know, we were having read the commission's report to scapegoat, I think, the religious congregations. You know, I think they were commissioned by the state and by local authorities and county councils. They were expected to intervene when the rest of society had basically banished these mothers and their unborn children and infants. And they too were Irish women who answered a call to serve, and they found themselves kind of on the front line of this.
That was Archbishop Eamon Martin. Susan Lohan is co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance and a member of the Collaborative Forum on Mother and Baby Homes. And Susan, you're welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Mary.
The Archbishop, he addressed many issues during the course of his This Week interview yesterday. He talked about the lack of information around the burial sites, and he appealed for information. He addressed the issue of reparations. But it is this comment that has this scapegoating comment, it's particularly upset you and other survivors.
Well, I generally found his apology, I felt it was a masterclass on obfuscation, and he attempted on so many occasions to diminish the role of the Catholic Church. He kept referring to religious orders, made no reference to the fact that it was the Catholic Church under his predecessors who dictated how society responded to unmarried mothers and their children. And the fact that they tendered for this business, it was a business. They received government funding to run these places behind the high walls. They made profit from the unpaid labour of the women, from the piecework that the women did in those institutions, and the fact that the women did all of their own laundry, cooked all of their own meals, did all of the cleaning. But of course, the bottom line is that the church profited from the trafficking of children externally to the US, and of course internally to what they regarded as good Catholic families. And for that, they received so many donations, and that's been completely disregarded by Eamon Martin.
But can he ever say enough to satisfy you and other survivors? He talked about the shame. He talked about how women were shamed and stigmatized, and his sadness that this happened. Right. It didn't happen on his watch.
No, it didn't. But it happened as a result, a direct result of the attitudes ingrained in Irish society by the organization of which he is both the spiritual and the managerial head. And I felt that his comments about sadness, he swept up all of Ireland in that comment. Let the people of Ireland speak for themselves. Let Eamon Martin speak for the Catholic Church and all of his predecessors. I would actually draw an analogy between what his predecessors did to what Trump did last week. So his predecessors, they belted the pulpit every weekend at Sunday Mass, told people how to treat these unmarried mothers and their children. So having radicalized them, essentially, he now wants to put this distance between his organization and what society did. And that's no different to what happened in the Capitol in Washington last week.
For those that would say you are being unfair to Archbishop Martin and to the church, and to those who would say that society did play a part, these homes were subject to inspection by the state. It was families who in many cases placed young girls in these institutions. To those who would say that the Archbishop is right in how he set out the narrative of that time, what would you say? And he's not the only one who talked about societal responsibility.
But you see, that's the get out of jail card that they've been given by the commission. It's astonishing that in his statement yesterday, he referred to, you know, community, society, the Catholic religious orders and the unmarried fathers about them paying reparations. Now that is such nonsense, as if the unmarried fathers were some sort of collective who amassed great wealth in the duration of
the report. Also refer to fathers and families.
Mm. Well, again, I think it's becoming increasingly evident that survivors are probably going to ask for the findings of the commission either to be reviewed or set aside. And I welcome Regina Doherty's comments last night. It's about time that the women from Fine Gael came forward. And she has been talking about having the commission's findings reviewed.
Yes, that's Senator Regina Doherty. She called it a callous report on RT Radio yesterday and called, as you say, for the independent review. What form could an independent review take, do you think, Susan?
Well, I think we certainly have allies in the UN who'd be very, very willing to take part in such a review. I think it should include international figures, because so often those of us in Ireland, we've become desensitized to the various church-state scandals that have engulfed us over the last two decades. So the likes of Felice Gare, who responded so compassionately to Maeve O'Rourke's testimony about the conditions for women in the Magdalene laundries, she would be one very excellent candidate who could potentially chair such a group.
And Susan, just to move on to the vaccine trials, which are also highlighted in a comprehensive chapter in the report, do you believe that those companies that were involved, that they should be stepping up and that they should be asked in some way to contribute to some form of redress?
Absolutely, because they have admitted that they breached the guidelines regarding vaccine trials that were in place even at that time. And it's astonished all of us who've had a chance to read some of the report that the Commission could make a bold statement about nobody having been harmed by these 4 in 1 and 5 in 1 vaccines.
There has
been no longitudinal study, and the Commission didn't even inquire from the vaccine participants what state their health was in 2021. So that, for certain, that conclusion should be set aside.
For now, Susan, thank you very much for joining us. Susan Lohan there, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance. It's 7:51.